Welcome to the University of Coruscant. As part of your enrollment here, you have access to the attached Holonet recording. You've selected a lecture by Dr. Sunny Ravencourt on Ancient Sith. You've selected a lecture by Dr. Sunny Ravencourt on Darth Bane. If you have any questions about this lecture or wish to contact us, please visit universityofcoruscant.com.
Todd, why did you park the speeder in this abandoned town?
It's not abandoned, sir.
Well, it should be. There's just a bunch of broken down trailers and garbage lying around. Is that a skyway that I hear? Wait. Is this the...
Yes, it is. This is the set.
Excellent, I think. Hello, students. Since you've downloaded this holo, you can obviously see that I'm not in the Grand Lecture Hall on Coruscant. My holodrama career is the reason that I got the teaching gig, so I had to take classes on the road. I'm apparently on the, for some reason, abandoned set of my new holodrama. What's it called again, Todd?
Tauntaunado.
Right. Tauntaunado. I'm pretty confident this is going to relaunch my once stellar career. I mean, they came looking for me for this role. And speaking of looking for me, here comes a Twi'lek who appears to have two berets on his head.
Hello, 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 Dr. Ravencourt, yes? Of course you are. Who else would you be? Are you ready for the greatest holo experience of your illustrious career?
I think so. And you are...
But of course, how foolish of me. These are not the usual colors of my beret. I am, of course, the director of fame, Francis von Grancis. Huh?
Yeah, of course. I'm sorry, the beret must have been covering your face for a moment. Berets. Plural. So, where would you like me?
Yes, yes, but of course, your trailer is the one right over there, next to that historic piece of art.
The broken down shuttle?
Yes, a true testament to a simpler time. I must be off. I shall convene shortly with the star of this holo, you. You are the star. I am merely a tool to release your starlight to the universe. I am off.
Okay. And there he goes. I am really not sure what just happened. What I do know is that if I don't give you a lecture, then the university will stop paying me. So we might as well get on with it. As you know from my previous lectures, I am not a historian. I am a fan of history and a holodrama star. But that's not the point. The point is that as a fan of history, I get to do things like pick favorites. Why bother being objective about things? What's the fun in that? I have my favorites just like you do, and the next story is one of my absolute favorites. If you were to ask me to carve the heads of my favorite Sith lords on the stone face of Mount Mothma, there would be a special place reserved for Darth Bane. And since you're all lucky enough to be my students, well, you get a bonus because you can't tell the story of Darth Bane without Darth Xana. Our story starts on a mining rock called Apatros, which you've never heard of because it probably looks like, well, here. Not great. Bane was the son of an abusive father and grew up as so many sons of abusive fathers do. He was actually named Desil, but his father called him Bane and blamed him for the death of his mother during childbirth. Legend has it that Hurst, Bane's father, died of a heart attack when Bane was a teenager approximately 1,000 years BBY. But legend also says that his heart was crushed inside his chest the night after a particularly bad incident with his son. Just food for thought as the story continues. Bane grows older, now as an indentured servant to a mining company, trying to pay off his father's debt, which is now his debt. When you're just burning inside with the dark side, but have no idea what it is or how to control it, well, bad things happen. Bane, in self-defense, kills a Republic ensign after a Sabacc game and is forced to flee off-world by desperately joining the Sith army. Now, point of order. The Sith, up to around 1000 BBY, well, they're just an army. There's Sith lords at the top, not just a couple, I mean tons of them. All the foot soldiers, though, are just regular folk. But there's a whole lot of Sith in the galaxy right now. The Republic is kind of what you'd expect on the other side, and they have Jedi at the top there. It's called the Jedi-Sith War, which is something you'd think that Todd would have come up with. Anyways, that's the scene. So Bane ends up as a foot soldier, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time here. He's with a group called the Gloomwalkers, and it doesn't take long before he goes Bane on everyone and punches out a commanding officer, then saving his fellow troops by pulling off some impossible sniper work while blinded. That's the kind of thing that gets you court-martialed, but also noticed by your Sith overlords. Sure enough, Bane is whisked off to the Sith Academy on Korriban, and, well, now we're really rolling, aren't we? But Bane is behind the ball here. The other students have a lot of experience on him. So Bane starts spending his time studying the legends and ancient books in the archives, which is not as popular as you might think it would be there. He grows stronger and gets on the radar of the other students. In his growth, though, he struggles and he gets frustrated, and one day he accidentally kills another student during a sparring match with a force blast that he did not intend. He puts it together in his mind that he probably did kill his father, and well, that little Minot crawls right into his head. He starts to doubt himself and completely loses his connection to the Force. In a desperate move to gain back his momentum, he challenges the top student, Sirach, and well, he pretty much gets beat within an inch of his life. Bane is now a pariah. But this is actually great. You see, when Bane first started studying the ancient Sith texts, the academy teachers told him to stop wasting his time. Stop looking to the past. The Sith army is the future, and we know better. Bane was forced back into the archives by his injury, and he started to put together a very different philosophy on what the Sith are and what they should be. And it wasn't exactly what the academy was teaching. Bane is that rare combination. He's a terrifyingly imposing physical specimen. But even better, he's smart. He manages to convince the Swordmaster, Kasim, to restart his private lessons and takes advantage of a fellow classmate, oh, and a light whip user, be still my heart, Githany. Githany is playing the long game, thinking that she's taking advantage of Bane, but it's really sort of flipped. They use each other, and there's not a lot of trust here. Bane continues the library work and is pretty soon hiding his tremendous growth and strength derived from his readings of the ancient Sith. When he can't bear hiding it anymore, Bane challenges the student that previously wrecked him, and he returns the favor. Something that Bane learned in the archives is the title Darth. You see, the Sith army, and particularly their leader, Dark Lord Khan, banned the title Darth because it promoted superiority and therefore caused infighting. Now, this is a really big concept here, so you have to understand this. The Sith army needed Dark Lords to play nice with each other in order to fight the Jedi and not themselves. This is not something that the Sith are really good at, right? It's all about survival of the fittest, not promoting the good of the group. But you can't build an army like that. So Khan had to compromise. Bane fundamentally disagreed with this. Bane, at this point, is going rogue. The Academy tells him not to go into the archives anymore, and they're starting to worry about him as a threat. Bane decides to take off and visit the tombs of the ancient Sith on Korriban. Remember Marco Ragnos? Well, he's one of them. Unfortunately, Bane finds the whole thing to be pretty empty and unsatisfying, which to him means that the ancient Sith have abandoned Khan's army. He makes it back to the academy barely alive, only to be met by Serac, that student, the previous number one student that Bane wrecked. Also, Githany. Now, Githany is like a triple agent at this point. She betrays Serac, giving Bane his lightsaber. So Bane beheads Serac, calls himself Darth Bane, then steals the headmaster's ship, takes off looking for more knowledge. As much as I don't recommend that, that is a pretty awesome way to finish school. Now, Bane is a serious threat to Khan's army at this point. He's a philosophically dangerous rogue who is thumbing his nose at the Order, threatening to tear apart everything that Khan has built, and it is not easy to get Sith to work together. Bane finds the holocron of Darth Revan on a planet called Lihos and further confirms that he's going down the right path. He's starting to discover what would be his defining contribution to the Sith Order, the Rule of Two. The Rule of Two says that only two Sith can exist at any one time, the apprentice, who craves the power, and the master, who embodies it. When the apprentice outgrows the master, they fight, and the strongest survive and gets a new apprentice. This way, the Order is perpetually growing stronger while remaining hidden. Also, it removes the problem of Sith having an inability to play nice in groups. They don't have to. Khan, obviously, is not a fan of this concept, and he tries to have Bane killed multiple times, including by Githany, of course. What are we at, like quadruple agent at this point? Bane actually considered hiring her as an apprentice, but felt that she was too corrupted by Khan. Bane shows up on a planet called Rusan, which is the Jedi-Sith war zone at this point, and the master plan is starting to shape up. So Bane convinces Khan that Bane is trying to become the leader of the Sith army, which makes perfect sense to Khan. Why wouldn't he? But Bane isn't interested in leading the Sith. In order to put the Rule of Two in place, he needs to destroy the Sith. So he deceives Khan into learning about the Thought Bomb. Khan thinks that he's learned Bane's secret weapon to destroy the Jedi. Khan gathers up all of the Sith and starts the ritual. The Jedis, including the very famous Lord Hoth, you might recognize that name, attempt to stop it, and when Khan finally claps his hands, the bomb goes off. But it's not what Khan thinks it is. It immediately kills all the Force users in the area, ripping their consciousness from their bodies. And from a couple miles away, the last Sith, Darth Bane, feels it all happen and smiles. The Jedi think that the Sith are dead. Bane is free to start his Rule of Two. And in order to do so, he pulls a Force-sensitive girl from the battlefield who'd later be known as Zana, and names her his apprentice. So that's Darth Bane, but that's only the beginning. Next week, we're going to talk about Darth Zana, because her story is the continuation of Darth Bane, which I quickly realized cannot be told in one lecture. Again, Bane is my favorite Sith, so I'm in no hurry to finish his saga. I think that should about do it. I might as well go inside my rustically quaint accommodations and prepare for tomorrow. Todd, after you.
I'd really prefer not to.
What's the problem? You never spent any time on a holodrama set before? All the stars live like this. Come on in! Was that a whole family of womp rats?
I thought I heard them eating the walls.
Well, Todd, you're about to get some more real-life experience to add to that degree you're working towards. Consider it biology. It's more like extermination. I'm gonna go find a cantina.
This concludes your selected lecture from the University of Coruscant. For all questions or to contact us, please visit theuniversityofcoruscant.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Sunny Ravencourt and the legal droids behind me. No, I'm not gonna say your names. They want me to remind you that if you've enjoyed this show, please subscribe on iTunes and YouTube and leave a review or a comment. It helps us out tremendously, and it allows the university to continue to provide you the best in Star Wars history. Are you going to pay me for another take? Well, then I'm not going to do one.
This podcast is part of the Red 5 Network. For more Red 5 Network podcasts, visit red5network.com.